Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We are so pumped for today's episode because we bring you the goods each and every week, and every episode is jam-packed with either life lessons in this insane industry or a fantastic guest who can share their expertise. But before we get to the content today, Annette, who are we sharing for our STR Share Sunday hashtag?
Today, we are sharing at Wild Pines Cabin. Again, that's at Wild Pines Cabin.
It's good.
It's really great. So this is a renovated 1974 A-frame in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. 40 private acres. 40. And I can just say that I haven't got lost in their Instagram feed because it's somewhere you kind of want to go winter, spring, summer, or fall. You want to experience it. It's truly special. The photos that they have on their Instagram, I encourage you to go check it out because they give you a little bit of all the seasons and a feel.
I will say, Annette, this kind of will segue into today's episode, but their feed gives you their vibe, what they want you to get ready for prior to arrival.
Absolutely. It's Todd and Teresa. And one thing, I know we talk about this a lot, but I can't tell host enough. They do this really great warm-up for guests about what to note about the place of like, hey, there's a queen bed in the open area. It's an A-frame. Like, that's not going to be private. The staircase is steep. There's only railing on one side. So younger children or limited mobility, that you should be mindful of this when booking. They talk about flies potentially by the water.
Which you don't think you have to mention those things, but you do need to mention those things.
They talk about a truck or SUV required to access the property. And truly, them letting us know about these things actually made me want to book it more.
Yeah.
Because there's so much transparency, there's authenticity there, and it's like, hey, I'm really going to get to live like a local, live like someone that owns this 40-acre private property in Minnesota. Like, these are the realities of it. So please check them out. And it's just, it's gorgeous. And I just encourage you to take lessons from them, look at the way that they bring these things up in their listing, and give them a follow. And we appreciate you using our hashtag. Again, that's STR Share Sunday. And we love being able to share your space so you can live your dream. Sarah, it's you and me today.
It is you and I.
Wait, did I say it wrong? Should I not say you and me?
No, it's you and me. You are correct. So my English teacher, I'll never forget, my English teacher always said, you have to say it without the proper noun. Like, yes, it's me today.
Actually, I'm going to give a little love to Sarah, a little shout out. For those of you that don't know, Sarah's not only ex-Broadway, she's also the valedictorian of her high school class. I think that speaks volumes, if you will, about what she does and how she does it. I think it's very on brand.
In my English.
No, but it's very on brand for Sarah to be valedictorian. So, hey, I was top 10, I think, maybe 20. It's very on brand for me not to remember and not to be the best, but I was up there. So anyways, but today we're going to talk about something. We're going to keep it very real today. Mm-hmm. And our last episode, if you were able to tune in, we did a lot of chatting about how to choose a property manager, a co-host, someone, if you didn't want to full-on take all the responsibility for your property, what to look for. And now we're going to give a flip side of that, of how we have managed for people. We continue to manage, but there has been some relationships that they saw us as a fit. And after some time, maybe we saw that their property, as owners, they were lovely, but the property itself wasn't a fit for our brand. So Sarah, do you want to kind of guide us into what this like ending of a relationship looks like?
Actually, that's great, because we were talking about what the overall theme of today's episode is, and I think that's really lovely, and how to end a relationship.
Last week, we talked about how to start it.
Yes, this is how to end it. But also, this episode can very much speak to if whether you're co-hosting or you want to bring on a property into your portfolio, or maybe you're like vacillating on a property and that you're like, I don't know if I know I just want to get started. I just want to do it. Like everyone tells me, just start. But also there's something about it that tells you that it's not your vibe. It's not that brand that you want to develop for yourself. That this episode is all about listen to that inner voice. Annette and I speak so much about your mission, your vision, and your vibe, especially in our Hosting Business Mastery membership. And this is what we've done to go from the past. I mean, we've restarted a whole hosting business that has escalated to amazing heights because we've had such a clear vision for our brand and our mission and our vibe. But we don't always get it right. And we don't always listen to our tummies, right? Or our hearts.
Our gut. Yeah. And, and today what we're going over too, we want you to understand this isn't an isolated one property.
No.
This has been several properties over a long period of time. And us learning and growing and pivoting and just really trying to figure out what that best recipe is for the guest, for the owner, for us, the community around the property, and also our team. So there is a lot, just like we discussed last time, there's a lot of things that go into this recipe. And so we're going to talk to you about when the recipe didn't work.
Well, and also what's going to happen when you don't listen to, what can happen with the consequences when you don't listen to your gut. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've all been in one of those relationships where like you're like on date two, date three, date four, and you're like, you know what? This person really isn't.
There's some red flags.
There are some red flags and you do it anyway. And then you have to break up with that person. And who knows? There could be an abusive relationship along the way. There could be other things that happen because it's just not a right fit. So without further ado, let's dive into it. But essentially, there is one area of our city that is very up and coming. More on the upside than the coming side.
But historically, there is a ton of long-term rentals. It's actually a majority of long-term rentals, super solid location. Everybody that has anything to do with our city knows exactly this location.
And it's right between two rock star locations, like two locations where that is a part of our mission, our vision, and our vibe for our hosting company, right? Like nestled between.
Oh, it's like, right, it's there.
Like you have to go through one area, through this area that we're talking, we'll call it, I don't know, we'll call it Acme.
Honestly, if you weren't familiar, it would almost seem like the same area.
Yeah, but
it's within a mile radius. Mm-hmm. That's how close we can talk about how close it is.
And this is with not, like Nat said, it's not an isolated incident. There are more than one owner involved with this. And as we're learning and growing, so we manage short-term rentals for others on our journey to understand where we fit in the short-term rental industry, both from owning our own properties, managing for others, sharing our experiences with all of you, taking all of our know-how from operations, Annette from the e-commerce side, me from the hotel restaurant side, and just having all this goodness where we can share it with you. So that's why today's episode is really important to us and we're really excited to share it with you. But okay, so about 6 months ago, we were knee deep in a property. We'd been managing it for about, I would say, a year. And there have been a lot of warning signs in terms of the neighborhood, again, up and coming. And it's great if you're a real estate investor. But there were, especially with COVID hitting, a lot of people in the neighborhood who had been long-term residents there, you know, people are bored. People, their lives are turned upside down. People are home more. And there have been more incidents in the neighborhood in terms of crime and that kind of activity.
And these properties, we want to say it's very interesting. Normally when we see them in these areas, the amount of investment in the rehab is very parallel to what's going on in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been... They're decorated great. They photograph wonderfully.
Really well.
The amenities are there. There's washer, dryer, there's
and
parking.
And you're close to, you know,
they're walkable.
Well, if they're close to anything that our town
has
for
to offer,
any reason you would come to our town, they are 5 minutes.
But
from
there
it.
Was also on this other end of like, oh, like, man, I wish we could really repaint the walls and like skim coat, like really smooth them out, or like redo the floors, or like, do a full bathroom.
Build a fence next to our neighbor's because it is still a boarded up project.
Right.
Like the investor has yet to work on it and the grass is overgrown and or whatever.
So what we want to get across here is that you walk it. It looks great. It's decorated great. It's a good price point. It has all the offerings. And then over time, the stuff that's like you kind of pushed to the side or thought, you know what, we can overcome this, started to
show its true colors.
Just bubble up.
Well, we broke it down to three phases to keep these listeners like Nettie and Sarah. What are you guys talking about? We broke into three phases. So what was on our minds during our initial consultation with the owners? And listen, if you're not a co-host, if you're not a property manager, just picture that as like during the walkthrough process of touring a property, of any property that's on the MLS or Zillow or whatever. Okay, so just use it for your situation. So we're going to talk about that step. And then we're going to talk about, okay, we started hosting. We are co-hosting, or again, maybe you purchased the property even though it's, you know, your tummy was telling you to do something different.
Right.
And then ultimately, the breakup and what that was like and how what ultimately drove you to make that not rash decision, but like a tough decision. Like,
yeah, because it's
hard. So during the initial consultation when we were touring a property with all the owners involved in this area, and I'll speak on two. The first time I remember walking through, it was a duplex, and the whole time I'm like, it was vacant. It just got done being a long-term rental. And I was walking it with our intern and we were just talking about all the things we could do to it. Like all the decorations we could have. We'll get quality couches, quality beds. It'll be great. The layout wasn't fantastic. The kitchen's not open to the living space. And so there were two bedrooms and only one bathroom and all on the second floor, which isn't ideal. But it's got off-street parking. It's so close to all the things.
Private yard. It could be pet friendly.
But you know, at the end of the day, again, so we'll talk about that hindsight, is you're putting lipstick on a pig, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, listeners, guests see right through that. Mm-hmm. I would say 80% of guests see right through that. And although during that consultation, my gut was, why am I saying yes to this? Why am I saying yes to this as I'm literally saying yes to this? and then parallel, you know, 8 months later, I'm having another consultation in the same neighborhood, different owners, same layout, actually.
True. It is the same layout.
And saying yes while my body's saying no to it. Again, it's lipstick on a pig. It's, yes, it's a good location. The decorations were fine. The owners are great. But at the end of the day, guests can see through all. There's just, the renovations were, like Annette said, were done appropriately to be an investment property. But there is a huge difference between an investment property with a long-term renter mm-hmm. and a short-term rental, where short-term rental guests don't want to deal with, especially in our urban markets. Again, if you're coming to us as a vacation rental, even more so there. They're mm-hmm. going to escape and to build memories with their family.
They should not have to worry about anything.
No, no. And so I would even say, even though the location is great in terms of being close to things, if you are neighbors and the neighborhood itself still have boarded up projects and those sorts of things. By projects, I mean like literally like...
Right, they're working on it.
Like they're working on it.
And here's what can happen. There was an expectancy there of like, oh, you're just going to say yes. And for us, we're entrepreneurs. It's very flattering for someone to just want to hire you and take care of it. And you're not out having to like, quote unquote, sell your services.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, oh, here's a space. Let's do this. What do we need to get started? And so you're kind of back on your heels of like, wait, this is what I've been working for this whole time is for people to just approach
come to
me,
us with opportunities.
Us say yes and do that. So there's this expectancy that comes in. And so, and as entrepreneurs, it's like, oh my gosh, we should be growing, we should be building, we should be connecting, we should be, our network is our net worth. Like, let's do all this. And so that at the end of the day, I will say is probably, I don't want to say the cave, but the like, the entrepreneur came out of like, I can make this the best. We can mm-hmm. be the best. We're going to make this.
We're going to overcome all of these obstacles.
We're going to overcome all these obstacles and make it work. And so at the end of the day, we said yes. And now the reality of the hosting of the property came into effect. So let's talk about when we started hosting there, Sarah, what are the things that basically at the, you know, that came to fruition that bubbled up for us?
So we purposely have a boutique hosting company. So which means we have a very small portfolio under 50 properties on purpose. But these properties, because they were renovated super lightly and not probably to the best of quality, again, lipstick on a pig, I would say 80% of our problems and our complaints mm-hmm. were about these few properties and where we made, you know, 20% of our gross revenue. And so if you monitor that, it's just not worth it. And from, you know, from dishwashers becoming unhinged from, you know, where they're supposed to live to shower, you know, showers not working and the basin cracking and the, you know, the laminate.
But these were newly renovated bathrooms.
Quote unquote, newly renovated bathrooms.
Exactly.
And again, they look good on the surface, but it's all very inexpensive materials. And yeah.
And what happens with that is we still got amazing reviews, but every now and then a poor guest review that truly was out of our hands, not out of our hands, but like stuff that we couldn't change about the property.
They would literally say like, we have nothing bad to say about the hosts, nothing necessarily to say about the home.
But the location.
The location. And then, you know, it just seemed like the home could have been on
a higher... They feel duped.
And
then what happens with that is you get a few of those poor guest reviews and those sting really
huge.
Bad.
No, it will dip your overall rating
and it stings doubly bad when you kind of knew going in that like, oh, I knew I shouldn't. And then when you get that bad guest review. And then more importantly, like the team that was going there, the team knows that it isn't in flow or in alignment with the rest of the portfolio. So there becomes a rub there of like, hey, like it is the area. It's it is some of the shoddy work that was done that even unbeknownst to the owners was done.
Yeah.
And then little things like we always say like the washer and dryer is another extension of your team. It's, you know, you got to make sure you have a great washer and dryer, a great dishwasher, great, you know, that type of stuff in there, not only for your guests, but for your team mm-hmm. too. So when your cleaning team or your turnover team and just your inspectors start to tell you, you're like, so you got to kind of cover that, not cover it up, but like, oh, I kind of knew that, but we're going to go with it. And then quite frankly, at the end of the day too, like these were not locations when we have friends, family, acquaintances coming in town. we would never send them these listings. We would always go, we had other go-tos. And that's kind of a telltale too. Like if it's never brought to someone's attention, that potentially it should not be in the portfolio.
Right.
And then some of the reviews, we'll be honest, they talked about their safety. And so if you listen to our show, you know Sarah and I are huge on safety on
all fronts,
from us providing it to the neighborhood. So you can't ignore if they're bringing that to your attention.
Like we talked about in the beginning of the episode, we knew these were off-brand. Mm-hmm. It was like just slightly off-brand.
But right, like the proper, like, yeah, oh, it's hard. Like we're trying to justify it right now, but you can kind of see we're still in turmoil about it because I'm going to tell you this, in the grand scheme of Airbnbs,
These are fantastic in the top 10%.
Like, let us
get... The beddings are comfortable. The mattresses are amazing.
Let us also set the stage there.
If our customer service is through the roof.
If we were going to take these on the whole platform, we would bet on them. Trust us. But for us personally. And so...
Well, if you're a Thanks for Visiting listener, you're a part of our...
You get it.
You get us and you get it into where it's like, it's just not good enough to be average. You know, you want to have home runs and all. And that matters.
And we'll be, I'm actually going to give them a little bit more transparency before we head into the breakup. Our podcast itself too, like we do a lot of reflection of like, if a podcast guest was coming to stay with us.
If any of you guys were coming to stay, we would have been so embarrassed.
No. That, and you have to understand like that motivates us too of like, wait a second. If we were having an event in Columbus, which by the way, if you ever want to come to Columbus and have an event, let us know because a live event is in our future once all the things are better in the world. But like... You know, those are honest conversations that Sarah and I have of like, wait a second. If a podcast listener was coming to town, we want to be able to offer them each and every...
And they weren't even telling us they were coming to stay.
So it can't be like, oh, can we cherry pick it and tell them to stay here? Like,
no.
We want them to be able to go online, choose a place, and know. Like, so that actually, it really goes in deep into our ethos and what we're doing. So... That leads us to, at the end of the day,
the breakup.
Having to break up. And let's talk about the breakups. There's been multiple breakups. Always smooth. We would call all of them today. They would all hire us back tomorrow.
They have hired us.
They have hired us back. We have broken up and got hired back. But sometimes they break up with us. Sometimes we break up with them. But at the end of the day, we always have a great relationship. But honesty made it the easiest part. Like we were completely transparent. You know, they can see their reviews. They know their property. They're very aware of what's going on. And that was the first thing that we did was just let them know.
But I will tell you, listeners, so if anyone is a property manager or you're offering services, it's not easy. I mean, ask Annette, how many times did I like need you to psych me up?
We had to put like deadlines in the calendar. It has to be done by here.
Yeah.
And then
because it's not easy. Because I know these owners too. I'm a fellow real estate investor and I know... Shoot, I am literally taking the passive aspect out of their investment. And I know what kind of impact that's going to have on their life. And this is not necessarily their fault.
And actually, I do want to let everybody know, there was 100% alignment with all of the owners on this. That's what actually made it more difficult.
The owners are amazing.
The alignment there with the owners was there. It was happening. That actually made it the hardest part. Actually, if it wasn't there, it would have made it probably a lot, like ripped the Band-Aid a lot quicker. But just knowing them as individuals made it more difficult.
So I will tell you this, and you guys might have some opinions about this, and I'm here for it, but I thought about it a lot. I actually initially initiated the breakup via email, and here's why. I wanted to share our whole reasoning behind it in a well-thought-out email. And at the end, I said, let's hop on a call tonight, tomorrow, early is convenient. So I did not, because sometimes I've learned that owners or clients can, you know, they want to save the relationship. They want to save anything that they can, because again, this is going to rock the road a little bit.
Right.
So this is a way for me to like share my whole side of the story and really have them let that sink in. And then we can have a conversation about it. And in that email, I offered, number one, we have a contract where both parties have a certain amount of days out. I doubled it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know our contract says this. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you this. Like, we're going to transition you out. If you're going to take this in-house and manage it yourself, we will help train your, like, above and beyond went and discussed how we could make this as smooth as possible. And then we also gave them solutions, not only training their team, but we've got, and this is great for you too, listeners, is to know other hosts and other property managers in your town. And we said, this is not a good fit for us and our brand because of X, Y, and Z.
And we were very transparent there. We told everybody
exactly why. Mm-hmm. You know, the location is not great. Our team does not feel safe. The guests don't feel safe. We don't believe in this as a great Airbnb location. Now, that is our opinion.
Right.
That is our opinion. And if you looked at all the guest reviews, 80% of them, 90% of them are five stars. Mm-hmm. I would say 90% are five stars. But it's those ones that are just like, when they leave that three-star review and you're not mad about it because you know that they're speaking the truth, mm-hmm. that's enough for it not to be on brand with me. That's enough to make this job not fun. And that's enough to make me not proud to be representing this home. Mm-hmm. But I've got a colleague who…
We text message, we email, we have multiple, like that is where we have a network of people that like we understand what their brand is and what they're trying to accomplish. And we make sure there's alignment and we're very honest with them, mm-hmm. with the owner and let them know. And so, you know, the breakup is right because you get excited like, hey, I got the last day. That's like, you know, it's the right decision when that last day of the contract is coming. And
your whole team is like breathing a sigh of relief.
Like, I cannot wait to…
You're thinking about ways how… Okay, so we're losing these properties, but that means we have… And that's another thing when I say to you too, listeners, is that you have to remember this. When you're… And we hope that this… What we hope this episode does for you is you don't have to go through these three phases of the mm-hmm. consultation, the actual living… the life of managing or owning these properties and the breakup, you can know that whenever you say no to anything, you're saying yes to something else.
And something that's
more aligned.
Right.
It's going to get you more excited, right? Mm-hmm. Than this thing that you're trying to like, it's like fitting, what is the saying? A circle into a
square peg.
Square. Yeah.
And that's the thing too. You're going to mature as a host or a real estate investor, wherever this is, if it's a property or something that you co-host. So we just want to let you know that like once you start to notice those hiccups, once you start to notice those things that feel a little off, mm-hmm. that it's okay to pivot.
Yeah.
And it's not going to, it might sting, it might feel a little devastating, but truly it really does open up your time and your vision to focus on.
And you will question yourself. I mean, Annette and I have been doing this for a while and we liked…
We probably had a 2-hour… We were going to call people. We were like, are we doing this wrong? Other people would say like, get, you know, like more clients, more clients, more clients.
Focus on growth, 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 growth.
And at the end of the day, it's like we have to like… Yeah, it doesn't feel right. So…
But I will say… Okay, you're probably saying, okay, girls, you did this 3 times. We didn't tell you that before, but these are 3 different owners. More than 3 properties too. So
there's been so many no's.
I mean, we've had so many no's, but recently we just had one where sometimes we try to divide and conquer, but this one, Nettie and I walked together. And even though we kind of had a feeling it was going to be a no, it's a current client. We said yes anyway. We walked it and… You know, but you said, Annette, when you saw the gate outside, you were like, this is not going to be a yes for us. But we want to take the opportunity too to share with the owner, this is why we wouldn't do it. And we're hoping that it'll take it to heart.
They have. And honestly, they have, maybe not to the extent that we need them to, but they are recognizing… We're like, when's the last time you've been to this property?
Because it was currently run as a short-term rental with another company.
By another company. And so… Also, Sarah and I being true to thanks for visiting and just us independently, we did go to the location because we want to up-level what it means to be a host around the world. So we gave them very honest feedback. We're not scared to do that. Probably could have been a little bit more honest, I'll let you know, but I'm also professional. But I think us saying no meant like… got their wheels spinning of like, they're not even entertaining the thought of…
No, it was a hard no. And this is an existing client who we are killing it for them.
Right.
On another property.
That
like
they
the property's
invested.
Performing so well. And so it's just a huge compliment to us, but they have to know that we are very serious when it comes to… And we are now believing more than ever in our brand, in our mission, in our vibe, and what we want all of our guests, that the guests can book at property A or Z and still not only get the same service… But mm-hmm. because the industry we're in, every home is so different, they're going to love every home they experience with us. And that is super important. Now, that does not mean, you know, we're never going to have, because something else I wrote down for today's episode that I want to share with you guys is that the short-term rental industry, real estate itself, is focused on or has a variety of hiccups already. And the last thing you need is to create other hiccups for yourself by partnering on properties that just don't jive well with you and your brand. With that, Annette, anything else you want to add?
No, I just think we want to let the audience know like where we're at, what happens, and that if these things aren't in alignment, like we got to let it go.
That's right.
And so
if you ever need support, feel free to DM us. Thanks for visiting.
And also underscore. If you're buying that property, you know, we all know like you can only change things so much. So just go with your gut, reach out to us.
Yeah, things cost a certain amount to get to where you want it to be. And so just make sure that's all in line with all your numbers. Mm-hmm. You know what a nightly rate is, what your reservation is going to cost per night, and that it all makes sense for you. All right.
We are happy you're here. We'll be here next week, and reach out if you have any questions.
I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.